This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry, as tomorrow is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phased polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam today at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hojai this afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and that the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है। हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं। कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की। बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी को नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा रहे हैं।
The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Shailja targeted the BJP over the issue of uniform civil code. Puducherry witnessed a flurry of campaign activity today, with prominent leaders addressing meetings and rallies across the Union Territory. Senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. In Kerala, the day was abuzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripad. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government today. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karaseri and Thiruvambadi. Meanwhile, for single-phased polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended today. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has rejected the impeachment motion brought by opposition members against Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. The Rajya Sabha Secretariat, in a parliamentary bulletin, informed that after due consideration of the notice of motion and a careful and objective assessment of all relevant aspects and issues involved, the chairman, Rajya Sabha, has refused to admit the notice of motion. Government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs, Anupam Mishra, said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shikha, said that the country has adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice. The West Asia conflict continues to escalate, with Iran rejecting proposals for a temporary ceasefire and Israel launching fresh strikes on key Iranian energy infrastructure, while diplomatic efforts intensify ahead of a looming deadline over the Strait of Hormuz. The media reported that a senior Iranian official said that Tehran would not reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for a temporary ceasefire, arguing that Washington is not prepared to negotiate a permanent and comprehensive end to the conflict that began in February. And Indian boxer Preeti Pawar downed Paris Olympics bronze medalist AGM of Korea to storm into the final, while seasoned Nikhat Zarin and Lovlina Borgohai bowed out of the Asian Boxing Championships at Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia today. Priya and Arundhati Chaudhary also notched wins in their respective semi-finals. Asian Games bronze medalist Preeti delivered a composed and clinical performance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.